it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. SpaceX has reached a deal to acquire wireless spectrum from EchoStar for about $17 billion. Kelsey, first off, why does SpaceX want the spectrum? Because don't they already own things like Starlink satellite internet?
They certainly do, but it's a great question to ask. For SpaceX, this is all about access to a new customer base that wants to fill in the gaps for their regular mobile phone coverage when they're out in these areas that don't have great 5G coverage otherwise. SpaceX is already working with T-Mobile and using some of T-Mobile's spectrum in this partnership to start filling in those gaps, but that service is very rudimentary right now. And with SpaceX kind of beefing up its spectrum portfolio, it will allow them to kind of start offering that next generation direct-to-mobile satellite service.
How many of these new customers could they potentially attract?
It's kind of hard to say right now, but the sources that I'm speaking with are pretty bullish about the direct-to-device market in general, and that is something that we've seen all of the major carriers marketing really aggressively to try to compete against each other, to offer that extra perk that will convince someone to switch carriers or to sign up for the first time.
Okay, this is probably good for EchoStar shareholders, but what do they do going forward?
So this is massively good for EchoStar shareholders. They had a threat of a regulatory probe that could have seen much of EchoStar's very valuable spectrum revoked, and we now have reason to believe that that threat is on its way to being resolved. Where we go from here is that EchoStar is going to have a partnership with SpaceX. Those two companies are going to be working together. EchoStar will also be working with AT&T to run its Boost Mobile brand on AT&T's network. So generally, EchoStar is still in business. That business is just going to look a little bit different.
Okay, I was wondering, where are they going to put that $17 billion?
That's right. Well, they have a pretty massive debt load that they will likely start to pay down. But who knows? We could see them investing in other parts of their business. Charlie Ergen is a very unpredictable businessman, and he's actually a former professional poker player. So we really never know what he's got up his sleeve.
So what does this mean for customers, for, you know, mobile phone users? Do we have more options or the potential for better service?
I think we're first going to see it showing up in more competition for these wireless services that we were talking about. Right now on the T-Mobile and SpaceX partnership, you can send, I believe it's calls, or you can send emergency text and make limited emergency calls, but you don't have the full functionality of being able to use your phone like you would ordinarily when you're on a regular mobile network. And as this new spectrum gets incorporated into SpaceX's network, we're going to see those capabilities evolve. So consumers will eventually notice less and less differences when they're on the regular mobile network versus when they're getting their service directly from space.
Is that going to cost them more?
Typically, yes. I think for T-Mobile, it's about $10 a month more. But we might start seeing some companies throwing it in as an additional perk. That's all part of that sort of competitive landscape that they're all looking to tinker with.
$17 billion, I mean, that sure sounds like a lot. Is that a surprising sales price?
In the scheme of things, space is a very, very expensive business. And that price is actually a little bit less than we saw AT&T pay for a couple other very valuable bands of spectrum a couple weeks back. So I don't know that we're necessarily surprised at the price, but you know, it just reflects that value of that spectrum. And I think it also really places a spotlight on direct-to-device services as being sort of the next hot area that all the companies, the wireless companies and the space companies are looking to invest in.
Kelsey, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Kelsey Griffiths. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.